What's trending on Money FM 89.3?
Good afternoon, I'm Hong Bin Jung, and here's what's trending today. Have you heard of the term boy mom? Well, this term would sound normal to most people and would define it as a mother to a male child. But the internet says otherwise. Now, the term has been taken to represent a mother who takes special enjoyment in raising a son. And there are nearly 18 million posts with the hashtag boy mom on Instagram, while the same hashtag on TikTok accounts for more than 31 billion views. Now, some videos even use romantic language to describe a mother's relationships to her children. And an influencer has called the internet's attention for being a quote-unquote boy mom. Avery Woods has deleted a video that made her the subject of recent online discussion. Woods, she is an influencer and podcast host with more than 2 million followers on TikTok, posted the video earlier in March in which she appeared in the eyes of some to prefer one of her children over the other. Now, it shows her sitting in the car after receiving her son's recent school pictures. Wood says that boy moms would feel her on this and that her son has her heart and soul. Now, she also added that she is obsessed with her daughter and that her daughter is the greatest little girl in the world, but in her whole life, she has always wanted to be a boy mom. Now, you know, university professor who focuses on family dynamics said she found Wood's video to be innocuous, but she added that she had broader concerns about adults who post content about their children. She said that parents who express a strong preference for a child based on gender may create unintended consequences. She also called the hashtag boymom trend toxic, saying it could lead to family tensions between mothers who call themselves boy moms and their sons' romantic partners. She added that some people would think that we are taking it too seriously and it's just a fun little hashtag, but that isn't the case, as words and messages matter. So what do you think? What do you think about this hashtag boy mom trend? Is it toxic? Still on what's trending, did you know that cheating on your spouse has been illegal in New York for over a century? But it looks like adultery may soon be legal in the Empire State due to a bill making its way through the New York legislature that would repeal the rarely used legislation. And it is punishable by up to 3 months in prison. Now, adultery bans are still on the books in several states across the U.S., though charges are also rare and convictions even rarer. They were originally designed to reduce the frequency of divorces during a time when a cheating spouse was the only method to obtain a legal separation. Now, adultery, a misdemeanor in New York since 1907, is described in state code as engages in sexual intercourse with another person at a time when he or she has a living spouse or the other person has a living spouse. Now, a married man and a 25-year-old woman were the first to be detained under the new rule after the man's wife filed for divorce, according to a New York Times report from the time. According to the assemblyman who sponsored the bill to repeal the ban, it's time to throw out the law, given that it's never enforced and because prosecutors shouldn't be digging into what willing adults do behind closed doors. He added that it just makes no sense that we've come a long way since intimate relationships between consenting adults are considered immoral. And he said that it's a joke and that this law was someone's expression of moral outrage. New York's bill to repeal its ban has already passed the Assembly and expected to soon pass the Senate before it can move to the governor's office for a signature. Actually, the law was almost removed from the books in the 1960s after a state commission tasked with updating the entire penal code found the ban particularly impossible to enforce. Now, the commission's leader during that time said that this is a matter of private morality, not of law. And the panel's changes were initially accepted to the Assembly, but the chamber restored the adultery law after a politician argued its elimination might appear like the state was endorsing infidelity, according to a 1965 New York Times article. But what do you think? Should the ban on cheating still hold, or should they make it legal? And that's what's trending today.